بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. And first and foremost, I would like to remind myself and my brothers that indeed a quarter of Ramadan has just left us. A quarter, meaning a week of this blessed and virtuous month of Ramadan has just passed. And what is ahead of us is the remainder, which is 3 weeks, three quarters. So therefore, let us see what we have brought forth during this first week. If you have filled this first week with obedience, with ibadat, and you have stayed away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, and you therefore, inshallah, remain firm upon this intention and this way. But if you have neglected this first week of Ramadan, and you have wasted your time in affairs that are not beneficial to you, you have engaged yourselves in speech or actions that are prohibited, and you therefore have hope and repent, and you repent from these actions that you have done that are not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, and have hope because Ramadan has not ended. So therefore, there is time for you to rectify your speech and your actions and end Ramadan on the best possible state bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Tonight we mention a benefit, a reminder by Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan hafidhahullahu ta'ala, and this reminder is regarding the virtue of giving in the month of Ramadan. The Sheikh mentions and he says, فَإِنَّ الْإِنْفَاقْ مِنَ الْمَالَ الطَّيِّبْ والقسم الحلال في سبيل الله من أجل العبادات. He said, for you to spend and for you to give from your wealth that is good, and from provision that is halal, from the profits that you have earned that is halal, for the sake of Allah, for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is from the most noble of actions of worship. He says, فَالْعِبَادَ كَمَا تَكُونُ بِالْأَبْدَانِ تَكُونُ أَيْضًا بِالْأَمْوَالِ. He says, the actions of worship, that they sometimes are performed by way of the actions of the limbs, but also sometimes they can be performed by way of your wealth. And he says that for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this giving, this charity as a pillar of al-Islam, which is the pillar of zakah, giving the compulsory charity. And this zakah, he mentions, it is that you give something, you sacrifice something from your wealth, which is the right of the needy, the right of those who are deprived, in this dunya, regarding, of course, sustenance. So he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made it a type يعني of charity يعني نوعا من الصدقات يعني a type from the types يعني of charity and this is يعني زكاة as a pillar of al-Islam. And he mentions that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made يعني compulsory types of يعني giving as expiation. And for example, he mentions a few of the explanations. For example, kafaratul yamin, kafaratul dhihar, wa ani ilakhir. He mentions yani a few yani of these. And he says, for indeed, to spend one's wealth, yani one's wealth that is yani halal, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this also is yani a type yani of jihad. And meaning, and he's striving with oneself, and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which is from the noblest of the actions. Noblest, and of the actions. And he says, and for you to strive in the path of Allah with your wealth, this takes precedence, and for you to, takes precedence over striving and with yourself, and in terms any of your limbs in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also, and the Shaykh mentions that the Muslim, and he should know, and he regarding any this, and he giving from his wealth, and that he should carry out that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made compulsory upon him, and he meaning from giving from his wealth, and which is the right and of others and over him. And he says that for you to give any charity which is not compulsory and it is a recommended action and from you, and for example, as we mentioned, and for you to give any type of charity from your wealth and for to others, and that you do not deprive and yourself. And how do you deprive yourself? And you depriving yourself and of reward, and of course. And this Sheikh says, especially in this blessed month and in this any blessed season, this season and of good, and meaning the month of Ramadan, that a person should not look down or despise and a charity that he's able to give, even if it is something which is very little. And even if you are able to give something very, very little from your wealth, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sheikh mentioned that you should not and you look down upon that. And you should not think it's only something very little, so I'm not going to give, it's not going to make any difference, I'm not going to earn anything and in terms of reward from it because it is very little. The Sheikh mentions here, no, and indeed you should not be looking down on any type of charity that you are able to perform, and even if it is very little. And he says that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he saves a person or saves people from the hellfire by giving in charity any the likes of any half of a date seed, any half of a date, any or half of a date seed. And he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. And he feared the fire, and he put a shield between you and hellfire, even if it is any by any half of a date or half of a date seed. And he said, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Whosoever cannot and he give in charity and he that much and he that little, and he then by saying a good word. So the Sheikh mentions that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepts and he giving and charity from and his slaves and his believing slaves when they give in charity and for his sake And he, Allah Azza wa Jal, and he multiplies that reward. He multiplies that reward and he makes it grow into any reward which is more than it. So the Shaykh mentions, says, until that reward may be as if it has reached the height of a great mountain. Of a great mountain, meaning you give in charity something which is small, and Allah Azza wa Jal, and He is able to multiply this, and the reward comes as if it is an enormous mountain. So the Shaykh mentions, so do not disregard and look down upon anything from charity that you can give, from your wealth, even if it is something which is very, very small. And he said, if this is the case regarding a small amount of charity, then will be the likes of those who are able to give even more or to give a lot from their wealth. And indeed, for those people, their reward is multiplied, inshallah, even more, if they are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh mentions that indeed, wealth, giving in charity, this wealth can be used to build masajid. It can be used to build schools and spread goodness and spread goodness in the community amongst the people. So the areas or the things where the wealth can be used is vast regarding the khair that you can do with that wealth. And so the Sheikh says that indeed wealth it is beneficial when you give it in charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He multiplies that reward. And the Shaykh continues and he says, if you give from your wealth to somebody who is needy and they are a relative to you, they are your relative, one of your relatives, and they are needy. So therefore, that charity that you have given to this person, is better than giving to somebody who is not related to you. Meaning, your relatives that are needy, they have more right to your charity than those that are other than them. And he says, because when you give in charity to a relative, that charity also acts as it strengthens the family ties. And with this, a person has two rewards: a reward for giving in charity, and a reward for strengthening the family ties. So the Shaykh says, so for you to give and spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, this comprises that a person, first and foremost, that a person he spends on his own self, or he spends on his wife and his children and the people of his household. In this scenario, he has great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he's spending from his wealth upon those who are part of his family. So therefore, it's going to increase that love, the mahabba, and also the ties between them. And the Shaykh mentions that if your charity is taken from wealth that is good, that is halal, and your intention is a good intention, sincere intention for Allah Azza wa Jal, and this type of charity that is given, its reward and it's so great, and the good from it is so numerous. And he says, a person should not let his love for his wealth overcome him. He should not let the love for his wealth overcome him, or that he wants to keep his wealth and gather his wealth. Therefore, he becomes stingy. And what occurs, that he deprives himself from that wealth. And he deprives himself from that wealth. And either he deprives himself by way of spending on himself, and also he deprives himself of the reward that he can attain by spending it on others. So the Shaykh mentions al-hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطْعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. That he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the son of Adam and he dies, his actions are cut off except for three things: an ongoing charity, knowledge which benefits which the people take benefit after him, or a righteous child which supplicates for him. So he, in this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us guidance on what we need to invest in, what we need to invest in this dunya, that we'll still reap the profits when we are in our graves. From that is that you place your wealth in something, you spend your wealth in something as an ongoing charity. Meaning, whatever you spend your wealth in, that thing continues to benefit, for example, the people, even if you are in your grave. And also, what you can invest in, brothers and sisters, is to seek knowledge. And when you sought knowledge upon clarity, that you in turn and you teach those who do not possess that knowledge. And when they benefit from it, and when they teach their children, and their children teaches their children, etc., that is a knowledge there that you have passed to a person, which is, for example, his families or his friends continue to benefit from it. When you, even if you are in your graves, you are being rewarded for that, for those people are spreading that khayr and they are acting upon it. And from the things that you can invest in, brothers and sisters, is to give good tarbiyah to your child, to give the right and the correct Islamic nurturing to your children, connect them to the deen of al-Islam, to the teachings of al-Islam, connect them to tawheed, connect them to the Quran and the sunnah, connect them to implement al-Islam in their lives. This brings about righteousness. And inshallah, they'll be grateful when you've passed away that you have invested in them in that way, that they are good and practicing Muslims upon clarity, inshallah ta'ala. So therefore, they will supplicate for you, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. So the Shaykh continues he mentions a verse from the Quran, and indeed a powerful verse for those who contemplate in its powerful meaning, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And indeed, you will not attain taqwa, and you will not attain taqwa, righteousness, piousness. And he as well, this al-birr, and it means paradise. So you not attain taqwa, righteousness, and paradise until you spend from that which you love. And you spend from that which you love. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And you do not spend from anything, I mean, if for any part of your wealth, except that Allah is well aware and of it, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal is going to reward you and for it. But here in this verse, brothers and sisters, there's that emphasis of spending from the wealth that you love. And the wealth that you love, as us people, and we can get attached to our wealth. Attached to our wealth. We are gathering any wealth for a certain purpose. And we get attached to that wealth. We want it to increase. We want it to increase. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions here in this verse, you will not attain any paradise. You will not attain a taqwa, a true righteousness and piousness until you spend from that wealth which you love. It is not the same when a person takes out from his wealth that he loves, he wants to keep hold of. It's not the same from between this person and another person who is giving in charity from things that he has no need of anymore. Person gives his thawb away. He has no need for that thawb now. He's giving it away. It's not the same as a person who gives a thawb which he loves. He wants to keep it. But he sees a situation, for example, where there's somebody who is needy and is giving his best thawb, for example, to that person. He's giving from that which he loves. Likewise, a person giving from his wealth, it's not the same when a person and he gives a good portion from his wealth, that which he loves for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, compared to a person who has a few, for example, some wealth which is seen as any extra. He has really no need for that. He's able to give that away. And it's not the same, because one person is given, he's sacrificing, he's striving with himself to give from that wealth which he loves for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst the other one is giving from a wealth which he feels he has no need of. He's able to and he get rid of it. It's not the same. And because, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, لَن تَنَالَ بِرَّا حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not attain paradise, you will not attain taqwa, until you spend from that any which you love. But no, brothers and sisters, know that Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything that you will spend in His cause, and He will reward you and immensely for it if your intention and it is and is sincere for Him and it alone. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.